It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just exactly like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Down and up and down and up. How are you today? Oh, I'm so glad to see you. You know what I brought? Nothing in my hands. No. Something in my head. That's what I brought for you today. I've been thinking so much about tunnels that I brought you an idea. That's what's in my head for you. But I need some things to work on that idea. I need a blanket and four chairs. Five things. A blanket and four chairs. Whole handful of things. Let's get the blanket first. I have one right over here. Now, where should we find the chairs? Okay. Find them here, find them here, find them right in the kitchen. Boom, 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 boom. See if you can guess what I'm doing. Two more chairs. Boom, boom, boom. Ba-dum, boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with a blanket and four chairs, how would you make a tunnel? That's exactly what I want to do. Make a tunnel. Put it over. All right. Let's see. I'll crawl through and meet you on the other end, okay? It works. Yep. Now, let me see here. I have a truck. A play truck. Truck, I'd like you to go through the tunnel, please. Oh, tunnels go through all sorts of things. Mountains, underwater. Trolleys go through them, trains. In you go, truck. Let's see if it got through. Did. There. Now through the other way, okay? We'll meet you at the other end. Boom, 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 boom. I forgot to see what was in here. Sometimes there's something in a truck. Flashlight. Let's look in the tunnel with a flashlight. It helps to see in dark places. I think it's time to go to the neighborhood of make-believe, do you? Okay. Let's get our telescope and go. Come with me. Come with me. Bum 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 bum. Oh, I shouldn't do that. No, that might hurt a head. Let's see. Must be time for the trolley. Is it? Yep, there's Daniel's clock. The museum go round. And X's tree. factory and the trolley. Trolley, we're looking for you. Where are you, Trolley? How are you, Trolley? Good? Let me hear from you. Are you good today? Good. Let me see if you can go right up to here. I want to try you. Great. Now back. Good. Now clear up to here. A little further. Good for you. Now back. Can you come back? Trolley, you're a great mover.
Mm-hmm.
How's Digger DeGorum doing? You know, that's a hard name to say. Digger DeGorum. How's Digger DeGorum doing in the neighborhood of make-believe? She's digging. Digging in the tunnels. Good. Okay, we'd like to go and see, wouldn't we? Trolley, we're with you. Right into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Stop, Trolley. We think we found the red monster.
Yeah, X will be right back with the patiche, Mr. Gorham.
Good work, Daniel.
Yeah.
Can you still see it?
Oh, yes. I can still see it. It looks like it's going on and off and on and off.
Perhaps it's a pulsating monster.
Oh, have you ever seen a monster, Mr. Gorham?
Well, no, I thought I did one time, but you know, then I found out I was just dreaming.
Oh, well, nobody in this neighborhood has ever seen one either.
Well, the king told us we had to find it, so we did.
That's right. Oh, here's X now.
Oh, hi. Here's your patiche, Mr. Gorham.
Good work, Mr. Owl.
Good. There it is. How are things going?
Well, now we're going to see what this is all about.
Yeah. Do you think maybe I better come out?
I think perhaps you'd better, dear.
Boy, is it exciting. I'm going to fly up above it. Golly.
Yes, it is exciting. Yeah.
Well, I'll come out too, then.
You come up here with Mr. Owl. Because, you know, we must be very careful. Since nobody here has ever seen a monster before, we must be very, very careful.
Oh, do you think it'll hurt us?
Well, you never know. Now, you boys stand together. I'm going to go after this thing.
Well, you be careful too, Mr. Gorham.
Oh, I shall take every precaution.
What's that mean? Every precaution.
Well, that means that she's going to be careful.
Oh, good.
Now,
golly, you watch out now. We're mighty fond of you.
Oh, don't worry. Now, just let's take one more look.
Okay. See it?
Yes.
Seems to go on and off and on and off.
On and off.
Oh,
now
golly.
To go and get it.
Oh, be careful now.
Yes, be careful.
Oh.
Nearly got
it. Oh, my.
Nearly got it.
Have you? Oh,
I've got it.
Oh, boy. Is it fighting back?
Is it fighting you?
No.
No? Is it pulling at you?
No.
Oh.
What's it doing? Why are you laughing?
What is it?
It's nothing but a red flashlight.
Oh.
And to think that this is what has been frightening everyone.
Oh, my God. Just a red flashlight, X.
Just a red flash. Wait till I show this to King Friday.
I never saw one going on. Wait till I tell Henrietta Pussycat. Will she ever be glad? She was so scared of him.
So there's really no such thing as a monster.
Yes, I guess they're just for dreams.
Boy, thanks for letting me help.
Well, Mr. Owl, you were a very brave explorer. Oh. Thank you, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, X.
Bye, see you later.
Oh, boy. To think it was just that flashlight.
Just a red flashlight.
It was a little scary for a minute or so, wasn't it?
Well, yes, it was scary for a little while. But now that we know what it is, it isn't scary anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
We know it was a red flashlight all the time.
All the time.
Look at it going on and off.
Now, do you think I should go and show it to the king?
Yeah, I guess so right now. But don't forget to make an appointment, Mr. Gorham.
Oh, no, I always do forget these things. Thanks for reminding me.
Well, I guess we should let the trolley pass now, don't you?
Yes, maybe we should. Go on, trolley. Nothing to fear now.
Nothing to fear, trolley. Mr. Gorham. Would you bring the light to me when you've finished with it?
Why, certainly, Daniel.
I'd like to show it to my friends who sometimes talk about monsters. Then they can see what this one really was.
I think that's a very good idea. Good. Cheerio!
Cheerio, Mr. Gorham.
Yes, Paulificate? Good news. We've found the red monster. Shall I come and show it to the king? No, I don't have it in a cage. It was nothing but a red flashlight. Very well. I'll be there in a minute. Cheerio!
Digger Degorum, I presume?
Correct, as always, sire.
I understand that you have news for me.
News indeed, your majesty. We have discovered the red monster.
Where have you placed the red monster?
I've brought it here for you to see.
You what? You've brought it here? I'll have none of that. Edgar, come and protect me.
Your Majesty, King Friday, there's nothing to protect.
But a monster. I certainly don't want to meet a monster.
Have you ever met a monster, Your Majesty?
No, and I don't wish to either, thank
King
you.
Friday.
Yes?
What would you call this?
Well, a kind of a strange-looking on-and-off flashlight. Why do you ask me?
Because this, Your Majesty, is what everyone has been calling the Red Monster.
That?
This.
That flashlight?
Exactly.
Why, how strange. I could even touch it. How strange. How very strange.
Well, now we can show this to all the people and tell them that this is the nearest thing we ever came to seeing a monster.
Well, I must call my troops and have a meeting. Yes, you mean to tell me that this is all the red monster really was?
This is all the red monster ever was.
Oh, my. Wait until Sarah Saturday hears about this.
Yes, I guess it's going to be a surprise for a great many people.
A surprise for many is right. Declare a holiday. Declare a feast. The monster has been captured. Fear not, fear not. No more monsters. You are invited to a royal celebration, Digger Degorum.
Shall I go and tell all the other people of the neighborhood across the trolley tracks?
Of course you shall. There shall be general rejoicing. General rejoicing. Good for you, Digger Degorum.
So they have found what they thought was the red monster. Just a flashlight, sort of. You know, one that went on and off and on and off. X was going to fly back and tell Henrietta Pussycat, and Daniel wanted to have it for a souvenir. King Friday was even afraid to see it. But when he saw what it was, you see, that's all that it really was, a red monster flashlight. Now, I'll go right under my own tunnel once more and meet you at the other end, okay? I guess people just make things up like monsters, don't they? Yeah. I figured that it would be something like that, because they had asked everybody in this neighborhood and everybody in the neighborhood of make-believe. No one had seen a real one. Yep, I guess people just make them up. What do you do when you're angry? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right. What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag and see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. 'Cause a girl can be someday a lady and a boy can be someday a man. You surely can, you ladies and gentlemen. Somebody knocking at our door. Bum, 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 bum. Chef Brockett.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
What a good surprise. Fine.
I'm glad to see you.
Come on in. It's my tunnel, Chef Brockett.
Oh, I got some good news.
What?
Oh, I heard that the monster in the tunnel isn't even a monster at all. It was a red light.
That's
blinking
right.
Off and on. That's what I thought it was all the time.
Really?
I was worried, sure.
What do you have? It looks like bread.
Oh, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to make it in the kitchen.
I'll follow you.
Okay, but we have to take the chairs.
Oh, that's
here,
right.
You hold this.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll get a chair. You bring one, too, okay?
All right. I'll bring a couple. Into the kitchen. In.
Shh.
Uh-oh. Strong Chef Brockett. You need something. A moon? Mm-hmm. What is it? Sounds like eight. Oh, a plate. Is that all right? Oh, some spreaders. Okay. You need all sorts of things like... Shh. No. You gonna make a sandwich. Swimming? No. Down, like that. Tunnel. A tunnel sandwich. Great. Tunnel sandwich. Never heard of a tunnel sandwich. Piece on the bottom. Peanut butter on the ones on the side. So it'll stick together. Oh, yeah.
You can go like this.
You're allowed to.
Yeah. Shh. Or shh, 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 when you're decorating a cake.
Yep. Shh. Do you have to be quiet in your kitchen? Hey, that does look like a tunnel. Let me look right through, all right? What are you gonna put inside? Jelly. boy, how in the world would you eat that? Yes? Oh, you take off the roof and save it for another sandwich. Oh, and press that down. Put more jelly on. Uh-huh. Something to drink? All right. Good. You like milk? No? I'll take the same amount as you have. You? Big? Little? When you were little. You cried? You wanted it. You cried for milk. Mm-hmm. I like it myself now. I want some of the sandwich. May I? Thank you. That's good, Chef Brockett. You know, I have a hard time not talking when I have... Not supposed to talk when you eat, I know. Never in the kitchen. Tunnel sandwich. It's sticky. Sticky in your mouth. Beard? King Friday? Think he'd like it? Or he'd get it all over his beard? I like that. You have lots of bread. You're gonna make them for somebody else? You're a chef.
Sure.
Lots of chefs. Oh, do you meet with them? Where are you going? You're throwing something. Bowling. You're gonna go bowling. Oh, with all the other chefs. You'll make them sandwiches there. Oh, sure, I'll clean up. Thank you for coming, Chef Brock. Stay longer next time, okay? Bye. It's so hard to be quiet in the kitchen, isn't it? I feel like I can't talk after he's been here a little while. I'll take those home with me and make a sandwich, Tom. Clean these off first. Well, things are happier in the neighborhood of make-believe. Just dry them off so they'll be ready for the next time. And I hope Chef Brockett will come again soon. Do you ever go like that when you go out to the kitchen? And think of Chef Brockett? Oh, I was in a house the other day. There were two children there. And we just went out to the kitchen to get a glass of milk. And as soon as I walked into the kitchen, one of them said to me, "Shh." They had remembered, sure. Uh-oh. It's time to go. Don't our visits go quickly? Well, they'll dry. I'll take these with me. Come on. We'll talk about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What should we do tomorrow? Oh, I don't think it really matters, does it? Just so long as we're together. I'll be thinking about you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Oh, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow. It soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day, and each week a special week by just your being you. Mm-hmm. You're a very special person. I like you just exactly the way you are. There's nobody else like you. No, you're the only one. Bye. Have a good weekend. See you Monday. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Trihex. You might know me as your favorite Twitch emote, Tryhard. You might know me for speedrunning the best game of all time, Yoshi's Island. And occasionally Mario Maker as well. As a kid, I was a huge fan of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. That show taught me the value of compassion and sharing, and I think it carried over into me being a humble adult. As an adult, though, I became a fan of the person, Mr. Fred Rogers, because I witnessed the footage of his testimony whenever PBS was under the threat of having its budget halved back in 1969. Like, it brought me to tears to watch him just, like, convey the importance of children's programming and their upbringing. So I urge you today, please consider donating to your local public broadcasting station. Look below the stream for the links. Let's give this current generation access to the same great television we all do.
Right up here it says greetings. That's a royal word for hello. Let's take all of this.